You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about this case where a woman in a nursing home, an 87-year-old, this is just wonderful. My computer failed. Okay. Unfortunately, we had an 87-year-old senior in a nursing home facility in Glenwood Gardens. And she had, I think her last name was Basie. And she had kind of collapsed, I believe, during the dining service in the dining hall at the facility. And the nurse called 911. The nurse called 911, and the 911 operator asked the nurse to perform CPR. The nurse did not give CPR, said she couldn't, and there was policy, it was hospital policy or facility policy for her not to perform the CPR. The 911 operator did dispatch the ambulance to come to the facility, but the 911 operator, while the paramedics and the fire department are on the way, the 911 operator then, you know, is always there to support and advise you what to do. So she tells the nurse, start CPR. The nurse says, I can't. It's against our policy. 911 operator starts to scream, yell, even cuss. Is there anybody there who will perform CPR? You know what? You're going to let this woman die? And apparently the 87-year-old lady ends up then being transferred to the hospital once the paramedics come, and she dies. So this has been a story in the news, shocking many people how something like this could happen. Now, you know, as a doctor, the first thing I saw when this happened, well, the first thing I thought of when this happened was, well, the patient probably had a do not resuscitate order, which is kind of what we're going to talk about, what those mean, what you should do in terms of advanced directives. Not a fun topic, but a very serious and important one. If you don't have a living will, if you don't have your advanced directives, if you don't have any stipulations on what you want to happen to you, if, God forbid, you are in a compromising position, or fighting death, what do you want the doctors and the nursing staff to do? And so the first thing I thought of when I saw this, well, it's of course she didn't perform CPR. There was a do not resuscitate. Right? But then I stopped and I go, well, wait a second. This wouldn't be such a big story then. And the 911 operator probably wouldn't be yelling and screaming at the 911 operators are really phenomenal. I mean, these guys, I am so amazed at the poise and the control and the calmness, while they're dealing with life and death situations on the other side. So 911 operators are pretty phenomenal. So this 911 operator, I sincerely doubt, would have, emotionally gone rogue if the nurse had said, oh, this is a DNR. Then that wouldn't have been the story. With do not resuscitate, you are not supposed to resuscitate the patient. Okay? With DNRs, you are supposed to stay with the patient. Okay? You are supposed to call 911. You are supposed to wait with the patient until 911 comes. You are not supposed to initiate any sort of CPR, and then whatever happens at the hospital happens. I mean, it tells the medical professionals to not perform CPR. Doctors, nurses, emergency medical personnel can be liable if they do. DNR orders could be written whether you're in the hospital, whether you're in the nursing home, or even patient's house. Okay? So, my question then is, what the story is, why would this be a story? Now, did the facility mess up? Was she not a DNR? Now, from what we understand from the facility, they had answered, what they had answered was, they defended the nurse. They said the nurse did, follow protocol. They are doing a thorough internal review. Apparently, Jeffrey Toomer, who is the executive, not Toomer as in I have a tumor, but T-O-O-M-E-R, is the executive director of Glenwood Gardens in Bakersfield. He did defend the nurse's action, saying she did indeed follow policy. In the event of a health emergency at this independent living community, our practice is to immediately call emergency medical personnel for assistance and to wait with the individual needing attention until such personnel arrives. That is the protocol we followed. So here's a big question. Is that the protocol because she was a do not resuscitate? And if that's the case, this wouldn't even be a story in the media. She was a do not resuscitate, like many people out there, not a story. Or was she supposed to be revived? And this is a facility whose protocol is we're not going to be the ones to initiate CPR. We just don't do that. We don't do that here. Now, you do have facilities that can pick and choose what they decide to do with patients. You have some facilities that will give an IV. Some facilities don't do IVs. Okay, if you come in dehydrated, they will send you to the ER to get your IV. You have some doctor's offices that have crash carts. You have other doctor's offices that don't. They will call 911. And whoever is CPR certified in the staff will perform CPR until the paramedics arrive. Okay, if somebody doesn't know how to do CPR, hopefully they'll be walked through with 911. So the reason why this story is in the media, and I'm a little confused, because if this was a slam dunk, patient had a do not resuscitate order, why the hell hasn't anybody said that yet? Why doesn't the facility say, sorry guys, the patient had, when she was of sound mind, you know, she told us, no, do not resuscitate, and so we respected her wishes when she started to expire, you know, in our facility. Well, then come out and say that. Now, if they're investigating, yeah, they have time to investigate, but from what I understand, the facility seems pretty confident that they did the right thing. And when you hear the 911 call, the nurse, you know, she originally kind of sounds a little kind of confused, but she seems kind of firm. It's not our policy. I'm not supposed to. Well, you're right. If there's a DNR, you can't. You will be sued by the family. You could be sued by the patient. That is one very convicting legal document, a DNR. But something's odd here, because this then wouldn't be a media story. Did they think she had a DNR and it was somebody else's? What the hell is going on? So what do you do to protect yourself? What should you be doing right now when we come back? 1-877-DOC-DELI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so we're talking about how there might have been some confusion at a nursing facility in Bakersfield where an 87-year-old senior woman died there was some controversy over whether to start CPR or not. And there was some conflict between the nurse and the 911 dispatcher. Patient eventually does go to the hospital and die there. All right. Now, we were discussing what could have possibly been the case. And I was urging you all to make sure you have your advanced directives. And advanced directives allow you, while you're of sound mind, while you're healthy, to determine what you want done if, God forbid, you do end up having an incident where you stop breathing, heart stops beating. And in this day and age, you know, we still are able to perform life-saving measures. I mean, if it's your time, it's your time. That's how I look at it. But we have been able to get the heart back pumping. We have been able to breathe life back into people with, you know, many of the, medical advances that we have. And basic CPR, as we all know, without without there being any lights and electrodes and lasers, etc., is probably one of the most effective things we have. So many people have been shocked. Why would a facility allow a woman to die? Now, like we had discussed, a DNR, a do not resuscitate order, a facility is not supposed to institute any CPR. Any life-saving measures are supposed to stay with the patient until the ambulance comes. Ambulance takes the patient to the hospital. If they die on the way, if they die at the facility, if they die at the hospital, again, the patient had a DNR. It was their wishes to not have anything done. Now, we had discussed something's a little odd with this case, because if that was the case, then we wouldn't even be talking in the news about this Bakersfield facility. Apparently, the nurse said she was following protocols. The facility backed her up, saying, yes, she was following our policy to not institute CPR, to have the hospital or to have the ambulance come and take her to the hospital. So the question is, did the patient have a DNR order and the nurse was just following it, which is why, you know, the facility backed her up? Or was there a DNR order and it really wasn't the patient's? And so the nurse thought there was a DNR and the patient never did and unfortunately could have started CPR. Or is this a facility where they just don't give CPR? They don't hire people CPR certified. That's just the type of facility they are. And they, when people enter the facility, are they told or not told that we really don't do anything medical? You just live here. You know, you just live here. We really don't have that type of trained staff. So if, God forbid, anything happens, we call the hospital. Now, there are some facilities that I believe are like that. I believe there are some facilities that are kind of like apartments, where it's not really a nursing home. It's not really a convalescent center. It's kind of like a halfway house. Now, usually there's somebody there that knows CPR, somebody. But you know, you live in, you know, there's apartments. You have somebody that gets your medicine for you, you know, make sure you have something to eat. But you're kind of living in these apartment-like complexes. We kind of call it a halfway house because it's a nice transition from a home to a nursing home. Now, I don't know what this facility is, but that could be another type of situation. You know, there are many facilities that are not adequate for your grandmother or grandfather or mother or father because they're halfway facilities. They weren't designed to be nursing homes. They're for people who just can't live alone anymore. You know, mom or dad starts to mix up their medicines. They forget to eat. They forget to take their medicines, and you're across the country and can't live with them. So some of these facilities, and I'm not saying the Bakersfield one was one of those, but some of these facilities, there's a little bit of supervision. A little bit of supervision, just enough to make sure you get your medicines every day, make sure you're eating, make sure you're walking around moving, not getting a bed sore, make sure you're not falling. Okay, and those facilities have a phenomenal place in our medical community because as our baby boomer generation is aging, you know, you have many people that are, look, I'm not ready for a nursing home, but I just can't be in the house. I like the idea of there being somebody around if I need them. All right, but then does that somebody around mean they need to be able to perform CPR? So we have a lot of questions with that. My only worry is for you all, do you all have your affairs in order? Do you have your poop together such that if you are in a facility and there is some controversy over whether to revive you or not, you're not sitting there dying because people don't have their act together and you didn't have your paperwork in order? So let's just quickly go through what's out there. So basically, advanced medical directives is what you should, either with your attorney, or I think there's some online forms, or your doctor will have them, or sometimes the hospital or facility. Most of the time, hospital or facility will give you those on entrance. And they basically allow you or the surrogate decision maker to make medical decisions, whether it'll include a living will, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, etc. So advanced medical directives is kind of your global term of making your medical directives in advance. The last thing you want to do is make these decisions when you're on morphine or about to have an amputation or being told you had cancer. You need need to make these decisions before you are clouded with any emotional type of issue. So you need to do it like a day like today. Good day, like today. So Living Well is a written document, legal document, that specifies what type of treatment, medical treatment, is desired. You could be very specific or general. You could say, I want everything. Or you could say, okay, you could do CPR, but do not keep me hooked up to a ventilator. Okay? You could try and revive me. If I'm good, I'm good. If I'm not good, no, don't put me on a ventilator. Or, if you are going to put me on a ventilator, I don't want it to be longer than 10 days or 2 months. You see, you could be extremely specific. Now, one of the, like a statement in these living wills, and I'm getting this from medicine.net, is like, here's an example. If I suffer an incurable, irreversible illness, disease, or condition, and my attending physician determines that my condition is terminal, I direct that life-sustaining measures that would serve only to prolong my dying be withheld or discontinued. That would be a DNR order. Okay, a DNR order. Sorry about that. Now, in my living will, I make sure we get like a second opinion. Okay, what I did in my living will is if the doctor thinks, nah, nothing could be done. Now, keep in mind, okay, I don't think I know more than every other doctor. I would never even say that. But I have seen doctors make mistakes. And so if a doctor tells my husband, sorry, there's nothing we could do, I would want a second opinion. And we have a doctor who's a close friend of ours who will come in and make that second opinion and say, oh, no, don't pull the plug yet. Okay, I think there's some other things we could do. So that's something I specify. Mine. You could be as specific as you want. Now, I don't know if you could say, I want to have the Taco Bell Chihuahua by my side. I don't know if you could go there. But, you know, you could be as specific as, you know, all right, well, I want pain medicine. I want antibiotics. I want hydration. I want to be fed, but I don't want a ventilator. Or I want a ventilator, but I don't want to be fed. There's a variety of things you could do. Now, another thing that is very wise is design another individual, design in your advanced directive somebody who could help make healthcare decisions for you if you end up being rendered incapable. Now, the healthcare proxy, in my case, would be then my husband. Okay? I mean, usually we use our spouse. I know some of you go, but don't they get your life insurance policy? They do. They do, but usually your spouse hopefully loves you enough where they're not worried about the life insurance policy. But it could be anybody. It could be your kid. It could be your neighbor. Somebody who will have the same rights to refuse treatment or request treatment on your behalf. This healthcare proxy has to be a very important person. Then you have your durable attorney, power of attorney. Individuals could draft these legal documents providing power of attorney to others in case you're incapacitated. It allows an individual, though, to do the financial stuff, like sign checks, social security checks, apply for disability, pay your utility bills. You know, a lot of us go, okay, fine, I got that down. I have my do not resuscitate order, or I have my please resuscitate, do full court press, I'm good. Okay, but what if you have bills to pay? You have a house. You have children to support. Who is going to write those checks? Who is going to take over for you? Somebody can't just write the checks and forge your name. And that's why you need a durable power of attorney. So those are kind of the differences, because some people mix up power of attorney versus living will, etc. Now, keep in mind, you may have to redo these things a variety of times throughout your lifetime. Keep in mind that sometimes advanced directive policies could differ from one state to another. Keep in mind that maybe you may have a fight, or you may dislike your healthcare proxy. Okay? But these advanced directives should be extremely close to your heart, maybe tattoo them on your chest, just so we don't have a mistake, or if this was a mistake that happened in Bakersfield. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, women always say, well, my feet gained a whole size after pregnancy, and men are like, oh, no, honey, you look beautiful. You don't worry about a thing. Well, actually, a study has come out saying, nope, mom's feet may go up a whole size guys forever. They say women's feet can really increase in size when they're expecting, and the change can be permanent. Researchers decide to test the claim, all right, after, well, what was it? There was, I guess, an actress, Denise Van Outen, had revealed a couple years ago that during her pregnancy with daughter Betsy, her feet grew from a size 5 to a size 6. Oh, please, I'm a size 10. Oh, boo-hoo. Your foot is a size 6. But it does kind of freak people out. Why would a foot grow? Aren't the bones, and your bones stop growing? Well, what we think happens, maybe, is the arch of the foot flattens out. And as the arch of the foot flattens out and your feet become more flat, you know, maybe because of the extra weight, maybe you do have a lot of, you have relaxin, which is a hormone that relaxes the cartilage, and so some of the bones could relax and then maybe stay that way. Well, there's a new study published in the March issue of the American Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, which suggests that this loss of arch height is permanent. So it is the arch of your foot flattening out. The University of Iowa study followed 49 pregnant women. I'm sure they like that. The ladies like that. And collected arch measurements, both at rest and when walking during the first trimester of pregnancy and again 5 months after childbirth. The researchers found that 60 to 70% of the women in the study saw arch height and measures of arch rigidity decrease significantly from early pregnancy to 5 months after childbirth, causing corresponding increases in foot length between a whole centimeter, anywhere from 2 millimeters to 10 millimeters. Now, you know, why is this important? Well, because, I mean, look, you know, going through pregnancy, we women really don't like it too much, okay? Get hemorrhoids. Our boobies droop. We have stretch marks. Our tummy doesn't flatten back out. I mean, you've all seen me. I mean, yeah, it takes a lot of work to look like this. I mean, I know, you're all pretty shocked. No, but oh my gosh, pregnancy just took a once beautiful, tight, perky, dainty, petite body and destroyed it. Now, I love my kids. I wouldn't have it any other way, but when they do get me mad, I do remind them that my butt and my feet were smaller. I'm still roughly a size 10, but my feet are a size 10 wide. Do you know how embarrassing that is to walk into a shoe store and go, I need 10 wide? Do you know how embarrassing it is to ask for anything wide? No. Yeah, it's just, and that's what happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a 15-year-old kid, all right, I don't think his mommy's complaining about his her foot size growing, because this kid, Jack Andraka, is now an international sensation by inventing a cheap and fairly accurate sensor to detect pancreatic cancer. Now, I believe he was inspired. I think this was, I guess, an inspiration from the Star Trek scanners that can tell what's going on with you. Anyway, the contest was announced on May 10th. Oh, wait a second. This was, he had won a 2012 Intel Science Fair. And he has teamed up with two contestant finalists to enter the $10 million Tricorder X Prize X competition. I know, doesn't that sound dorky? I don't care. They could come up with some Star Trek type sensor to figure out medical problems. They could call the whole prize the dweeb. I don't care. Just do, as far as I'm concerned, he's a stud. It requires entrance to build a handheld mobile device that could diagnose 15 illnesses in 30 patients in 3 days. The contest had been announced last year. Remember that? Remember I told you guys that there's a contest? If anybody could come up with that, well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think there was a company who said that if you came up with this type of invention, we'll pay you $1 million. And I was thinking, well, if you came up with the invention, then you build a company. Don't just give it to some other company. I mean, I think you'll make a hell of a lot more than $1 million. Anyway, Anyway, I believe this is a different corporation, different contest. It was announced May 10th, 2011 by the X Prize Foundation, which is an educational nonprofit organization, together with Qualcomm. Competition got underway last year at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which always has some cool stuff. So I guess this kid, and I think he may be working with a couple adults, I'm not too sure, is going to now try to figure out how to come up with this type of, I guess, tricorder handheld device. They say all members of the team live in different places. The 16-year-old inventor said he focused on a gadget the size of a sugar cube that can look through human skin and into the bloodstream, diagnosing illnesses by inspecting proteins. Okay, geeky or not, that's pretty damn cool. Another collaborator is working on an ultrasound machine the size of a flash drive, while a third is inventing an MRI test that would fit on a card. The trio use Skype to share their breakthroughs with one another. Okay, you know what? Okay, teenage girls out there. Okay, honestly, you guys really blow confidence of these boys out of the water when you blow them off and think something like that is dorky. I want all you teenage girls out there to just stop for a second and realize it's dweeby, dorky, geeky boys like this that end up coming up with Facebook, Microsoft, your laptop. Okay, is Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg hot? No, I don't think they were ever hot. Was Steve Jobs hot? Probably not. But these are the guys that come up with the coolest things. And you ladies, I know I was kind of, I was never mean, but I never said yes if, you know, a boy that, you know, I guess was into decoders or tricoders asked me out. But we don't understand as young women what we do to these men. Now, some of you ladies are like, well, you know what? You could thank me later, because if I didn't blow them off, they wouldn't have spent all their hours at home working on tricoders. They would have instead been with me having sex. Okay, you got a point. I mean, maybe this is God's plan. But ladies, realize some of the coolest dudes out there. Do we use the word dude in 2013? No, we don't use the word dude. Maximum zoom. Do we, the totally, no, those are all 80s words. Okay, cool cat, 70s word. Anyway, some of the biggest studs, as far as I'm concerned, are these guys that pull this off. So before you blow somebody off and deny his super poke on Facebook, realize that this kid could be the next Bill Gates, and you'll probably have a nice home with a gate. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, wait a second. Hold on a second. Okay. There was a 15-year-old who made a dipstick test for levels of mesothelin. I told you this is cool. It's a biomarker. Oh, this is what he did for early stage pancreatic cancer found in blood and urine. His invention was awarded the grand prize of $75,000 in scholarship funds. Okay, because now there's a simple method to detect pancreatic cancer before it reaches final stages. Okay, where were his parents? $75,000? Really? That's all he got for this? He could start, okay, parents, start a company. This kid could be, I mean, you guys could be rich if he's able to detect pancreatic cancer. Oh, by the way, Bonnie Franklin, I think, passed away this weekend, pancreatic cancer. Remember Bonnie Franklin from One Day at a Time? Yeah. Yeah. I know. Oh, yeah, pancreatic cancer, that sneaks up on you. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
All right.
right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we do have an iPhone app and an Android app for free. Please download those. You can listen to old podcasts. You can listen to the last few hours that the Dr. Dahlia Show has aired. One of you had asked me about racism and prejudice, saying that racism and prejudice has been on the rise over the last few years. Is it genetic? Is it environmental? What is the evolutionary advantage to that? And we kind of spent some time talking about that and why people do have prejudices, why they group up, why they try to show dominance, why when things are good, everything's good, and when things start to go bad, people blame each other. And we also realize that people even blame their own kind, their own color, their own race. And, you know, to conclude, and again, we had spent a significant amount of time on that in the first hour, I think racism is both in kind of in, not I don't want to say inbred, but inborn, innate, in terms of your wanting to group up. Okay? You know, like little boys grouping up with little girls, you know, boys and girls separating, you know, because girls have cooties. They've done studies with rhesus monkeys, you know, where monkeys could innately, you know, group up and realize differences, etc. And I think, you know, people like to form a group. It helps them evolutionarily have strength and dominance, but also environmentally, too. You know, we were talking about how... you know, in the last few years has, you know, racism flourished because President Obama has been president. And I had to kind of correct and say, my thing is the same people that don't like President Obama also don't like Pelosi. So I don't know if it's a race thing. It's more probably of a liberal thing. But, you know, the liberal media definitely does like to bring race into it because it makes, you know, conservatives and Republicans look bad, especially with the immigration issue. But, you know, we have to realize that when things go bad, when things start to take a turn economically, financially, health-wise, etc., people go after each other. They just do. Okay, we've talked about people going after their doctor. People blaming the president for their woes. People will blame races. People will blame ethnicities. People will blame religions. They do. They blame each other for their woes. It's something that has always happened, even before biblical times. That's just what people do. I even explained how you'll even turn on your own family member, right? I'll trip on something that really hurts my toe. Okay, I should be mad at myself for tripping. Instead, I yell at the kid who put that toy there or left their toy there. I blame him. I blame, you know, my episiotomy scar he gave me. I blame everything, right? And you just focus that anger on the person next to you. And it could be your own blood, okay? And that is where there's that genetic or inborn tendency to lash out at another. Okay? It's just sociologically we determine, oh, okay, you know, well, that person that you lashed out at was black, or that person you lashed out at was Jewish, that person you lashed out at was white. But the truth of the matter is we lash out at everybody. And for some people it makes them feel better grouping their adversary into a group. Okay? And they seem to be able to fester and grow and gain strength by grouping on that adversary. I mean, bullies do the same thing. Bullies get stronger and more strong as they feed and prey on the weak. And then many bullies get others, and they get a group. Even if the people in the group are weaker than them, they will get that group so that they stand out, and then they feed on more weak. I mean, that's how Hitler became so successful at his extermination of Jews and Christians. You know, he was able to amass a majority to go against a perceived minority and a perceived weaker group. And even though Jews weren't weak and Christians weren't weak, they were made weak. Guns were taken away.
Army came in. It was a horrible disaster. So, you know, for those of you asking, you know, could the Holocaust ever happen again? Could racism come back and be on the rise? Could there be segregation? Could there be? My answer is, oh, hell yeah. That's why people always say history repeats itself. History repeats itself because you have human nature. And there, in human nature, you have the ability to hate. Yes, you have the ability to love. Yes, you have the ability to forgive, which is why things come in cycles. And some of you may say, no, everything's hunky-dory. I love my brethren. I love my neighbors. No problem with women in the workplace. No problem there. But then look at what happened with Yahoo. I guess Yahoo CEO said they want people working at home to come back to the office and work in the cubicle side by side with other workers. And there's a huge outcry. Oh, this is horrible. And you're getting a majority of the outcry from working moms. Now, you would think everybody's hunky-dory. Everybody agrees with equal pay for women and men. Everybody's, agrees with, everything being kumbaya, etc. And now you're starting to hear from people going, well, wait a second. Okay, you know, how come working moms get to work at home? Where's all the men that get to work at home? I mean, you know, how come a woman gets to be paid the same as a man if she gets to work from home? And so you're hearing people start already now, we're going to start to get a little pitting of men in the workplace versus women. One had said, how do women expect to get paid equally if they get to work at home and be with the kids? It's a different job. Well, the job may not be different, but it's a different work environment. Does that work environment warrant less pay or not? Because it's the same job. I'm kind of immune to that whole working from home thing. I mean, I run a clinic, so my staff couldn't work at home. If I did have a day off or if I did have a job where I worked from home, I know I would be working. I don't know if I would be 8 hours in front of the computer. I think I would go to the bathroom. I think I'd go downstairs. Maybe I'd have some TV in the background. You know, so I can understand why a CEO, if they are having financial difficulties or they're is some question about workload or people aren't working together, they're working individually, I can understand why they said, you know what, let's all get back to the office, let's see if we could be more productive. I can understand that. Yes, that would stink because I would love to be able to work, have a child, make that happen. But you could see once this subject came up, all of a sudden now you start to hear a little bit of the conflicts between men and women, even though I think that includes men working from home. What I understand is many of the men don't work from home to be with the kids. Many of the men are working at the office. So, you know, like I said, once things start to go a little sour for people, it starts to get kind of brutal. And once it starts to get kind of brutal, people lash out. And when they lash out, they're going to say things. And so it was a very interesting discussion. Please go to my first hour and tune into that. Okay, more news today. They say ADHD often lasts well into adulthood, increasing people's mental health risk. Why is this news? I've been telling you guys this for years. This is why I have a big issue putting kids on ADD drugs without trying to really treat the ADD. Because unfortunately, these kids are not going to outgrow their ADD overnight, if they even outgrow it at all. If somebody's ADD, I'm noticing their ADD well into adulthood. And, I mean, if that's the case, then what? You medicate them throughout? Well, apparently researchers have found that Dr. Dahlia is right, even though I never get the credit. Right? They say ADD does have a more lasting impact, and it will travel well into your adult years. I'm not even going to go further into this. I think that's one of those no-duh studies. All right, guys, don't go away. We got another hour coming up. 1-877-DR. Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.